For our final item, Sue went for a stroll around Norwich Market.
Norwich Market has been central to this city's life for over 900 years. But shopping habits have changed and the recession has taken its toll. Despite a £4 million revamp 10 years ago, some stores have closed and others are struggling to survive. But all that may be about to change. The council has launched a website to put the market on the map, and a new breed of entrepreneurs is breathing fresh life into its draughty aisles. There's even a mobile phone app to update the market's image. I spoke to three of the traders to find out what life on the market is really like. Catherine Flatman and Jane Widgie are relative newcomers, while Raymond Swinger is one of the oldest traders on the block.
55 years old, and my mother used to bring me up when I was newborn, and I started working for myself when I was 20. So I'm 55, so I've been working for myself selling handbags for 35 years.
Wow. And I bet those bags have changed a bit over the years, or maybe they haven't. Maybe they've come full circle.
They have changed, but they say an handbag is still an handbag. You still get two shoulder straps and the... So nothing really changed. Colours, maybe the style changed a bit, but everything stayed the same. My parents used to sell bags. They used to sell like toys and like fancy goods, like china, saucepans, everything. Everything what you could think, what you had in your household, pots and pans and everything. But I couldn't sell the same things what my parents were selling, so I had to sell something different. So I went into bags.
So you opened your own store?
That's it, yeah.
I see. Yeah. Did you ever think that you might do something else?
No, not really. No, I won't do nothing no different now. No, I've always been a market trader. I couldn't see me being doing nothing else. You know, I was brought up in it.
But the market itself has possibly changed a lot.
Oh, the market's changed
big
time.
It's been redesigned, apart from anything else, hasn't it? To a degree.
That's been redesigned, and trade is getting a lot more harder now. I think the market's still good, but going back 20 years back, we didn't have the pound shops, the QDs, the Roy's, so that's what's killing the market. In the market, you know, at one time, if you got a cheap bargain, the only place you could come to was Norwich Market. But now, you don't need to come to Norwich Market no more, because you can just go to pound shop, QD, and they all sell the same stuff.
Yeah, but there are some new traders coming in, aren't there, with new things, and maybe, you know, that's reviving it a little bit?
Well, there's quite a few new traders now starting to come back on, eh? Yes. And hope it do revert old, but... We'll just wait and see. It'll take time to get people to know that we're selling this new stuff. Look, we've got a guitar stall on the back of the market now, which is sort of quite specialist. I thought that's a good idea. It's very chilling, and every year so it's my last year. But I'm too old to change to do anything else, and I'm not rich enough to retire yet. So.
But you'd miss it if you weren't here, because
I reckon
there's a lot of camaraderie and fun here, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, you'd get a load of this, yeah. You know, no moan about it, but you give it another month, the summer, you know, the spring will be, the temperatures go up a bit, and you feel a little better in yourself. I mean, we need the tourists, we do rely on the tourists, you know, come through the city and everything.
So the new traders are probably a good thing, because they bring the tourists in and...
Well, so, yeah, it should
hopefully
be, yeah.
Revive the market a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope you have a very good summer. It's been nice to talk to you.
Okay,
Thank you very much.
No problem.
My stall is called Droop because I sell olive oil, and an olive is a single-stone fruit, which is called a droop.
So do you get your leg pulled about that?
Occasionally, yes, I'm called droopy.
But that doesn't bother you?
Not at all, I've got big shoulders.
What made you open a stall on the market?
I wanted work. I've got a mentally handicapped son and I haven't worked for years. And yeah, I thought, why not? I love oils and vinegars. So that to me was the answer.
Did you have any experience of retail?
No, I used to at Roxham, I did run a burger bar kind of thing for a while, only for a year. But other than that, no, I've looked after my son, so...
And how old is your son now?
He's 33.
Right, so now you're free to open this.
Exactly.
And get on with it.
Yeah.
And how's it going? How do you find having a stall here? What's it like?
Well, I think it's fantastic. I love it. Every minute of it. It's fun. The people are nice. You meet so many different people. And yeah, as I say, the product I sell, I use myself. This is kind of my larder, yeah? Because I use all this anyway. So when people want to know what to use it for, etc., I can tell them because I use it.
What do you find are your best sellers? What do people want to come here for?
Well, the balsamic vinegars and obviously the good olive oil.
What's good about your olive oil? What's different?
Well, it is a good olive oil. It's normally the first pressed, and I can trace literally the tree it comes from.
Wow, where's that?
In Italy. It's all Italian. I must admit, I've got some Greek now because oil has shot up. The price is very expensive now, a lot more than I paid for in the beginning. They had an infestation of insects last year, and also the weather wasn't too good. So oil production wasn't very good at all last year. But I've got some Greek oil in because I could get that. It's a good oil, but it isn't Italian, but it is cheaper then. And also I do the local, I'd say Yer Valley, but is it Yar Valley? I don't know. I do the rapeseed oil as well.
Right, so it's locally sourced.
Oh yes, that's 2 miles away. I think the market, I mean, I shop on the market myself, from fish to meat to the vegetables.
Do you think it's cheaper?
Good quality, let's put it that way. So, yeah, it could be cheaper, some of it, but not all of it. But then it's the good quality products.
Okay.
It's the best, and I can get them fresh every day. Market's a market. I love markets.
So, Jane Widgie, you have a stall on the outside of the market facing the taxi rank. How's business for you here?
Yes, it's not been too bad. I'm lucky, I'm in a very good position. Obviously, a lot of people come out of Gerald's department store and from the lanes come over and see all my wickerware and goods. So, yes, I'm very fortunate to be where I am. I sell what I'd call natural goods, so I've obviously got my wickerware, olive wood, slate goods, and ceramic, which come from southern Spain. Wicker definitely seems to be coming back, which surprised me. A lot of young girls are buying the baskets, and people, older people, who are reminiscing about when they had them the first time round and are treating themselves. So yes, I'm quite lucky in things like cycle baskets. The old vintage cycles are coming back, and so the cycle baskets are doing very well.
And log baskets?
Log baskets over the winter.
People have got wood burners these days.
Yes, definitely wood burners and wood fires. People are definitely going back to that now. So not often I pray for a cold winter, but I do now.
So where do you source your baskets from?
They mostly come from Derbyshire. Some are from Somerset Levels, but the majority of them come from Derbyshire. I mean, everything I've got here is handmade, natural materials, and everything's also very eco-friendly. So if, like, the olive wood is all from fallen trees, trees that don't produce fruit, all the willow is from sustainable sources. So it's great because they're all putting something back into to the nature as well.
And an attraction for tourists, really, to know that these things are handmade and available.
Well, that's it. I mean, something that, I know they're not local to Norfolk, but they like the fact that they're, local to the UK. Although I have got some baskets that are made in Great Yarmouth by a lady who's just started up a group called Baskets and Banter, and it's for people who are recovering from illnesses. And so I've got a couple of her baskets there, and she's going to bring some more things. So, yes, onwards and upwards.
The market has had a bit of a rocky time recently, hasn't it? Do you think it's picking up now?
There are a few more people coming onto the market, not as many as I think we'd like to see. They are now starting to promote it a bit more. They're going to have a new website, which is being done in the next couple of weeks, I think, which hopefully will improve things for tourists coming into Norwich, to be able to see what's on the market and where to find it.
Because there's a lot more here than meets the eye, really. Once you get into the market, there's, people may be pleasantly surprised.
I think they will, because at the moment there is no map, if you like, showing you what's on the market and where they are, but that's something they are changing, hopefully, over the next month or so. So people will go inside the market more, and they will be very pleasantly surprised, I think, by what they find there. It's not all tea stalls and chips. There's a lot more to it than that. I think the things that are coming on now are different than the traditionally what's been on the market, but that's what people don't seem to realise. And like myself, I'm on the outside, I'm lucky people see me, but if you're on the inside, unless somebody tells you things are there, you don't know. Hopefully that will change.
It must be quite chilly actually in the winter.
Very,
how do you keep warm?
A lot of thermals, a lot of layers, only now gradually shedding them, but yes, it's just, and it is cold every day. You burn, you're so cold.
Yeah.
So.
Well, now you have to be careful because you might burn in the sun.
Yes, well, I'd rather do that.
Okay, thanks very much, Jane.